Would you rather be a host or be interviewed?
Depends.
On what?
I love being the host on our podcast, but I don't think I would on another one. Like, I wouldn't want to start another...
Oh, no.
Although, I think I'd be a great TV host. Like, imagine Big Brother.
I think you would as well, yeah.
I'd be fucking great at that. Love Island.
But I mean, like, okay, so you're a celeb.
Right.
Would you rather be a host for something, a TV show, whatever, or be the person being interviewed?
Being interviewed.
Mm, okay.
Because I'm quite interesting.
Yeah, you are quite interesting.
What about you?
Be the host. Because I like asking questions.
I like finding out, like, the proper grit for people, and I think I'm quite good at that.
Yeah.
The goss. So maybe I'd be a better host.
Maybe.
You're listening to Just a Girl Podcast, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything music industry and intersectional feminism related.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie.
And this is episode 44.
So who have you been listening to lately, Katie?
I have been listening to Turnstile's new album.
Oh my god, same.
It's so good.
Oh, unsurprising.
Unsurprisingly good. I've been listening to ding 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 ding. Clean Cut Kid have a new song ding, ding, called ding, ding. Heavy As.
Oh.
And it is BU.
I still haven't listened. I've been a bit behind.
I don't think you'll like it, to be honest. Okay. And I have been listening to Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys have a new album out, which is beautiful. Shout out to Archie.
What genre?
Folk.
Folk, okay. Wait. Nice.
Yes, she's back.
Excellent.
What about you?
I've been listening to the new Halsey album.
I haven't listened to it that often. What do I mean? I've listened to it once.
I still need to give it a few, I think, but I have been listening.
I love her tit on the front cover there.
Oh my god, I know. Turnstile as well, and Ashnikko. Loads of Ashnikko.
Ugh.
Oh, what? You don't like?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. Let's move on. So what are we talking about this week?
We are doing a Reading and Leeds Fest debrief. So for some context, Natalie was at Reading Festival working or volunteering, I don't know what you'd call it, for the whole week. And I was at Leeds Fest on the Sunday. So we weren't together.
Yeah.
But we were in spirit.
I did think about you pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, I thought about you a lot. I was like, I wish I was with Natalie right now.
Yeah, same. I think we should do it next year.
Yeah.
It's actually really fun. But we'll talk about
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Disagree, but I don't know about your experience yet. So
okay, fair enough.
I'll be keen to hear.
So let's start with our classic top five bands of the weekend. So I went for the whole weekend, so it's really hard for me to narrow down my top three. So I went for top five.
Okay, I can definitely do top five as well, to be
so
fair.
Who are yours?
So my top five of the day were Holding Absence, obviously.
Love.
They were amazing.
Yes.
Loathe.
Yeah.
Were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Will Joseph Cook?
Oh, didn't watch.
Was really good. So I went on my own to watch I Left Adam and Livia and that lot at Gender Roles, who were my other highlight.
Oh.
And I just kind of ran off at the end of Gender Roles set to go watch Will Joseph Cook. And I was by far the oldest person in the crowd. To the point where somebody pointed it out to me, even though I don't look old.
What the fuck?
But I was kind of just chilling with one of the security guards or one of the people that work there.
Oh, cool.
And it was really fun. And Wombats.
Oh, no way. I didn't watch the Wombats.
And You Me at Six were surprisingly good as well.
I also didn't watch You Me at Six.
Okay, who are your top five?
My top five. Biba Doobie.
Fucking
incredible.
Biba Doobie.
Oh, blown away. She's so cute.
Mm.
Disclosure. Love. It was so much fun. It just perfect way to end the night for me. Ashnikko.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal. Girl in Red.
Oh, I wish I'd seen Girl in
Blown
Red.
Blown away.
Oh.
Loved. And Yonica.
Oh,
a classic.
Her outfit, Teresa's outfit, was amazing.
Oh, did you watch? Oh, no, they weren't on the day that you went, were
no,
they?
No, I didn't watch. I would have watched them if they were. Yeah, Creeper and Fever were meant to be on the day that
yes.
I went as well, but they, obviously they both couldn't do it. But yeah, it was a really good day. And I think what I have realised, I had this at Download as well, is that there's normally one day at a festival that I really love. And then the other days I could kind of give or take. And there were some, like, Seagulls were on the Friday, I think, at Leeds.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Biffy Clyro.
Watched Seagulls and Biffy Clyro, yeah. Oh. Seagulls were really quite fun, yeah.
Yeah, I love Seagulls. Yeah. And obviously Biffy are one of my favourite bands. But other than that, I wasn't that fussed about many of the other people on the lineup. Mm. So I think, like, Sunday would have been the day I would have picked at Leeds Fest anyway. So I quite liked going for one day.
Sure. Friday. Mm. See, Friday was the day I was most excited about. So that was the Catfish and who was the other one? Stormzy. I didn't watch Catfish, but I did watch Stormzy. But it had like that had Yonica, Ashnikko, Boston Manor, loads of other people that I like really loved. And that was like that basically that was Alexa and I's like only music day. And then Saturday was like chilled and music. And then Sunday we didn't watch anyone till like 5:30.
Nice.
I actually didn't watch a bad person the whole actually no, that's a lie. I watched one bad person the whole weekend of everyone I watched. Everyone else was like either fine or like quite good. So KSI, I was very disappointed by.
Oh, yeah.
And like not really that surprising, to be honest. But I was like, oh, YouTube fame, I'll watch. I love YouTubers. But it was literally just him.
Sorry.
Literally just him and backing track. And he wasn't even rapping. He was like hyping himself up. So it was just backing track, essentially.
That's
it was really,
really
bad, and it was pitch corrected so badly as well.
Did you watch Alfie Templeman?
Yes.
So fun.
I don't know. It was fun, but I feel like Alfie needed to find his niche.
Yes, I do know what you mean. And yeah. I kind of brought people along. I think I went with Adam, and I think we brought Rob and Joe as well. Mm. And then they left very shortly after. So I was like, okay, not for them.
So I don't know about you, but me and Alex were the oldest people in the Alfie Templeman crowd.
It was a very similar crowd to Joseph Cook, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It was fun. He was good. I didn't really like that he did a Nirvana cover. Did he do a Nirvana cover at Leeds?
Yes, he did.
Didn't like that. Didn't like that he called for mosh pits during, you know, his final indie pop song, which was a bit... Not to gatekeep mosh pits, but...
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
He was good and it was enjoyable, but I think it was just the crowd. Yeah, I just feel like he needs to refine a little bit more. You can tell he's young.
Yeah, he's new. I think he's relatively new as well, especially to the festival circuit.
Yeah, but, for sure. Go on, Alfie.
Yeah, go on, hun.
Oh, love that.
Love it.
I also watched Holding Absence and Loathe, who were amazing, but I was a bit disappointed with the crowd during Holding Absence and Loathe because there was just, like, nobody there.
It was surprisingly quiet for Loathe.
Yeah.
And I think it's potentially there because it's such a different crowd.
Yeah.
Because it's Reading and Leeds, and I think it's famously quite a young crowd who aren't necessarily all alternative. They're more kind of, not mainstream, but, you know, not there's a much more varied music taste. And I think... Even if you don't particularly like Loathe's music, seeing them live is amazing.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah.
It's really amazing. And obviously, like, I loved their album from 2020, so I was excited for it. But I think the same with Holding Absence. They just put on, like, such a fucking good show.
Oh, honestly. So I dragged Alexa to both Holding Absence and Loathe. Hmm. It was really funny because Kadeem was like, oh yeah, like, thank you for making our first non-metal festival like such a warm welcome, and then played like their heaviest songs. And I was like, come on. You're at Reading and Leeds. Turn it down a little bit.
Oh no, I totally agree with that. Give people what they want. I went to see Bob Villain.
Oh yeah, we watched from the outside.
I had a surprisingly aggressive time.
Did you get in the pit?
Me and Jack got in the pit.
I think
it was me and Jack. But I had these really cool fake nails on. They were black with like green flames on.
Oh, love.
And they were all on. And then I left Bob Villain with like four missing. And I was like, oh, I went too hard.
Oh my God, love that. I was really concerned about every time I was in the pit with my ring, you know, my great frog one with the like horns.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's quite sharp. So I had to be really careful not to basically like cut anybody with my ring.
I was very jumpy.
Same. I did like 30,000 steps every day.
I know.
And then even when I tried to not move, I ended up doing like 20,000 still.
Yeah, it's quite big, isn't it? And we don't know whether you knew this, but we were in Guest. So every time I needed a wee, I had to like... Because obviously you could just go in the arena, but I was like, I went once and regretted it.
It's horrible.
I had to give this poor girl my face mask because I think she was on her period and was like weeing, and there was obviously no loo roll in any of the things. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sacrifice my face mask for you because
I've
been
there.
Oh,
you're so nice.
So I was like, just chuck it away after.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, I'm going to just make the effort to walk to the guest toilets this because I'm not risking it.
Oh my God. I actually found it so disappointing. The amount of people that didn't have, literally, similarly had access to the guest toilets, which are fucking amazing. Mm. But every time I did go into the main arena toilets, every time I heard someone say, has anyone got any toilet roll?
Yeah.
And I was like, you're at a fucking festival, guys. Even when I was 17, going to my first weekend festival, I knew to bring toilet roll.
Just
I brought
put
like
it in your
four
bag.
Rolls.
Yeah, yeah, I had some tissue in my bag.
God.
But obviously, I used it.
Yeah,
I went to the loo once. But yeah, I think as well, people are slightly out of practice, aren't they?
But there are so many blogs online saying what to pack for a festival, and like toilet roll is always the first thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should do a Just a Girl festival pack next year.
Oh my God, we should.
Oh my fucking God, have we got merch?
Great idea.
Also, this is no shade whatsoever. If anything, it made me feel so uncool. But every girl there, or femme presenting person, I would say 90% of them were wearing like see-through or like netted trousers with thongs underneath and like a bikini top. And I was like, oh, I wish I could pull that off.
Oh no, my first thought was, I hope you're not too cold. And I hope you're not going to get ill. When we were getting the boat back after Disclosure, because we were getting the boat to White Camp.
All right.
Instead of
fancy.
Walking. No. Everyone can get the boat back.
Oh. just had my private yacht ready to pick us up.
There was this one girl, she was fucked. And she was like, oh my God, like my ex is going to come pick me up. I'm so nervous, blah, blah, blah. Guys, you've got to stop this boat. I'm so nervous. I'm going to throw up. The boat people, what they call boat drivers?
Sailors.
Obviously just ignored her. And then literally like 5 minutes later was like, ha, my ex is ditching his night out to pick me up. What a fucking mug. And I was like, yes, queen. Oh my God.
So juicy.
She was fucking amazing.
I got no goss.
Aw. Now that we've both done guest, I want to ask you, is guest really as exciting as everyone thinks?
Yes.
Oh my God, agree.
I don't know whether one of your questions is going to be like favourite person that you met, but obviously we already know Ellie Hawthorne, but I was sitting with her and Faisal and Adam and Rob and everyone, and I kept looking at Ellie going, we're in fucking guest, mate. And obviously she's going out with Faisal, so probably is really used to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so fucking cool.
Oh my God. It's so good. Not even just because it's guest, but the reason I think it's the best thing ever. Toilets, as we've just mentioned. Also, people actually our age, which is fucking amazing.
Also, just somewhere to like sit.
Chill.
Yeah.
Be away.
Yeah. It was really like, because obviously there's like COVID fears still, so just to like be away from a crowd and have a bit of quiet was really nice.
Well, one of my fave things to do at festivals is like outfit watch and like get inspiration from just people walking around.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get that in the crowds, but then in guest I was like, oh, here's where we can outfit watch.
Yeah, though I think the majority of people there, and obviously this is no judgment, but we're just a lot younger than us.
Yeah. Normally I'll see something though, and this time, just no.
Oh, Livy looked amazing.
Oh, she did, yeah. Oh. The photos, love.
She looked amazing. She looked like Sandy from Grease.
Fucking quiz.
But like, the alternative.
Yeah.
Oh God, she looked great.
Oh. Okay, so, like you've said, one of my questions is, top three social interaction highlights. I didn't want to say people you've met.
Yeah,
because
it sounds
probably
a bit
limited, but just social interaction highlights.
Okay, so, number one, I might remember this differently to how it was perceived.
Okay.
But obviously, I was just explaining how I was very excited in guest area. And gender roles were all sat on the floor.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm just going to go and sit with them and talk to them. And they were so nice. Aww. They weren't like, why are you sitting with us? And one of them gave me their number so that I could go watch Wombats with them after.
Oh my God, what the fuck? That's so cute. Did you?
I couldn't find them. I can't remember. I think I went to find them and then I found Adam instead. So I watched it with Adam.
Oh, okay, fair.
I wasn't drunk. It was just all the big blur. I was a bit drunk. But they were so nice and just like sitting with them on the floor.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really nice. That was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do yours?
Yeah, okay. So basically what I was doing at Reading was I was volunteering as like a campsite assistance person, which meant just walking around the campsites when people were like pitching their tents, arriving, etc., answering any questions, helping them pitch tents, helping them find places to pitch tents, all that kind of stuff. My highlight wasn't talking to the 16-year-olds on CAP, but it was meeting all the other people who were volunteering, because there were loads like similar age. But even the people who were a bit younger were just all really nice, because I think everyone was just on the same page, which was like, we've got to get this these shifts done and then we can have a festival. And we know we're a bit older than, you know, the people actually going, but we don't care. Like, we just want to go for music. Mm. And it was so... and. Like, funnily enough, the people that I became friends with all had really similar music tastes to me, so ended up like watching loads of the same bands together. And even if they didn't know an artist, they were like keen to go and watch them. So like my friend Charlie watched Nova Twins and Ashnikko with me, and just the people I was camping with, just lovely. Loved
Absolute
them
prayers.
What about your second?
My second was meeting the We Wear Black crew.
Mm.
It was really nice to finally... I mean, I've met Alex. I met Alex at Download.
Yeah.
But it's nice to meet, like, fellow people who podcast and care about the same issues that we care about. And it was like, exactly how you would think it would go down when we met them. Just, like, talking for ages. Really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Love that. Oh, I'm sad I didn't get to meet them.
Yeah, I'm sad you didn't. Yeah. But I'm sure we will again soon. But yeah, they were just so nice. Like,
oh, stunning.
Exactly how like I have perceived them to be from like their podcast and social media. And I think people say that about us a lot, don't they? That like, I feel like I know you
because
I listen to the pod. So yeah, they were so nice and funny. And yeah, that was really nice.
The photo of you three, absolutely iconic.
I wish you were in it.
Oh,
but took one for the team.
Gone, Quaz.
Yeah, Livvy was so cute, actually.
Was she?
So I saw, obviously, Alex and Yasmin both have quite vibrant hair. And I think Adam or Livvy were, like, pointing at them at Yumi at six. And they were like, I think that's Alex and Yasmin. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go say hi.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, walked over. And Livvy came after me and then was like, I've brought your camera in case you want to get a pic for socials. And I was like... oh, Livvy, you're so thoughtful, because I had a disposable camera. So bless Livvy, she just came. Obviously, I think she wanted to meet them as well.
Yeah.
But then she was just so like on it with like, you need a pic for social.
Oh, our friends are so, queen. Like, so thoughtful all the time. Love that.
Your next one?
My next one is, I think I've met him before, but getting to see Ben specifically, no disrespect to Lucas, Ash or Scott, but Ben specifically from Holding Absence, because... it was him and his girlfriend, and I was talking about how my back really hurt, because it did. I'd been camping for like 5 nights. It was in agony. And he was like, I've got a massage gun. We've been using it, like, you know, all day. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, you can have a go if you want. And I was like,
what the hell?
Oh my fucking... he saved my life that weekend. Him and Hannah saved my life. Massage gun was like... you can change like the speed, but you can also change like the head of the massage, so like different parts of the body.
Oh.
And I like picked like the bit of plastic that was really hard, and like went for like the hardest setting, and I was like, oh my God, this hurts so much, but like you can tell it's really helping my back and my neck. And oh, I really want a massage gun now. I'm gonna take it to every camping festival. Hopefully there won't be any more in the future, but every camping festival that I go to.
Did you buy one?
No, but I will.
Oh.
Next time I go camping.
Oh my God, can you send me a link?
Yeah.
Oh, so when Ash and the Holding Absence crew walked in to the guest area in Leeds, obviously I went over and said hi to Ash. And then I was like, I really want to meet Ben. I've not actually met Ben yet. And then Ash and Adam were like, oh, we'll introduce you. Like, just come say hi. And then I was like, no, scared, and ran away.
Your reaction is every time I see Kadeem. I can't even look at him because I'm so like,
he's so cool.
I am in the presence of greatness. And if I talk, I will reveal how uncool I am. So I don't think I will ever meet Kadeem basically properly.
I don't even know why I think it's because I don't want to be that person that's like, can you introduce me? I don't know, because I know it's just because I want to be friends with them. It's nothing seedy or clout chasing. Yeah. I just like people, but I don't ever want to be perceived as that person, like, hi. So I just ran away, got
yeah,
scared.
Maybe that's how I feel about it, but also because, and I know that he's such a nice person, I'm sure that he wouldn't think this, but I'm like, oh, you will, I'm just so inferior in terms of coolness. Like, there is truly no one cooler than you, Kadeem.
I think you're cool.
Oh, but I'm not as cool as Kadeem, though.
You're cooler. I think you're the same amount of cool.
No. But anyway, what was your third?
I don't know whether you'd class it as a social interaction, but it just really made me laugh. So when I was watching, I think it was Alfie Templeman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to show you a photo, so sorry to the listener. But doesn't that look like Lizzie Farrell?
Oh my god, yes!
So I was like,
the outfit, the hair.
The hair, the fishnets.
The height, yeah.
Just like very petite, blonde,
yeah,
cool
that does
looking
look like
person.
Lizzie.
So I was just staring at this person for ages, like, is that Lizzie? I really want to go say hi, but it's Lizzie. So I was trying to like lunge, and Adam was like, it's not Lizzie. Like, Lizzie's a bit smaller than that. And I was like, no, it looks so much like Lizzie. And then I just, instead of walking over and saying hello like a normal person, I took that photo and text Lizzie like, you at down, no, you at Leeds. And she was like, no, lol. And I was like, oh.
Were you really certain it was her?
I was 90% certain. And
oh,
she was like,
haha,
no, lol. But I don't know why, it's just, it was such a encompassing moment of how socially awkward I am. Like, rather than just walking over, it's like, hey, is this you, lol?
No, because I think it would have been worse if you went over being like, Lizzie, and then it wasn't Lizzie.
Yeah, but I think somebody else would just be like, oh, sorry, you look like someone. I think maybe it was just more efficient what I did.
See, I would have gone for your method, but maybe I am also socially awkward. Because some guy, basically, when I was running up to the boat, the guy on the boat was like, that's so funny, you look just like our crew member, Ellie. And I was just like, oh, no, I'm not Ellie. But inside I was like, really though? Or have you just seen another Asian person?
Oh, no.
Before I looked here? Yeah. So that's why I hate when people are like, you look like this person. Because I'm like,
I think
do
that's,
I
yeah,
though?
That's, it's different, I think, if you're like not white.
Yeah.
Because and a white person says that.
White peeps.
White peeps.
Nah.
But there was also like a few in the press area where people would be like, oh, hi, I follow you on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, I follow you. But like, I don't even know them.
Oh.
No, but in like a nice way.
Oh,
of, like,
right, yeah,
just
yeah, I get you.
Mutuals.
Oh, I love that.
But, yeah, what's your final one?
So my final one, I hadn't seen them literally like 2 years. Reading Festival 2 years ago when it last happened. But catching up with Jordan and Mike from Boston Manor.
Oh, yeah.
I know. They recognised me instantly. And then we just chatted like friends. It was so nice. They were just like, how have you been? Jordan's bought a house now. Henry's bought a house now. I'm doing this and blah, blah.
Sorry.
It's like you're interrupting me with burps, Katie.
I don't want to not do it in the mic.
Oh, my
when you said
God.
Henry's bought a house, is that your Henry or Henry in Boston Manor?
Henry in Boston Manor's bought a house.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
But that was just really nice. That was before Seagulls, actually. And every time I see Seagulls, I think Seagulls.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love Seagulls. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice that they were like, I think we've said it before, where sometimes I just don't expect people in bands to be that chatty and that like
welcoming.
Pally.
Yeah, yeah, mm. Totally.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Aww, and my shout out is to Charlotte Kleber.
Oh, I'm so jealous you met her.
She's such a quaz.
I want to meet
just
her.
Just had such a nice time with her. But that's all.
Quaz. What about Youngblood?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dom. You met Dominic.
I did. I met Youngblood.
So how did it happen?
I honestly, like, I'm trying to forget about it a bit because I feel really guilty about just the whole interaction. Not, like, because anything, like, weird happened, but basically, me and Alexa were sat in Gast. Charlotte came over to us and she was like, Youngblood was here like, I don't know, however many minutes ago. And I was like, oh my God, Youngblood. Like, he's actually like a proper celeb. Because you know Jack Saunders, the Radio 1 DJ?
Yes.
He had been like hanging around for ages. And similarly, I didn't speak to him because I was like, he's too cool. You know, when someone's just too cool to speak to, I was like, I don't even want to speak to him because or, like, I would feel like shit.
Nothing, like, I just have nothing to say. It would just be for a photo rather than to...
Well, that's exactly why I then spoke to Youngblood, because he eventually came back and I was like, should I say hi? Should I not say hi? Oh, God, I don't know. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go because I'll regret not going up. So I went up. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt. And he's like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm good.
You're fucking all right or what?
Have you seen that TikTok video?
Yeah, she sent it to me. I sent it to you and then you sent it to me and I was like, she hasn't watched the one I've sent her.
No, wait. I thought my sister sent it to me.
Oh, maybe I sent it to Hannah Gore.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, said hi, asked for a photo and then like left him because I just don't think he wanted to be bothered. And honestly, like not long after he then left Guest and I was like, oh, is that because I asked for a photo and didn't want to be interrupted because he just wanted to hang out with his friends?
No.
I don't know. He was with his friends.
Quite a few people like came into Guest area Leeds and like people asked for photos and it was fine. I think it's
I don't feel like it was like sort of bad guest etiquette or anything like that because I've seen it happen before. It was more just like I didn't want to be the cause of making him feel uncomfortable and then like leaving guests not being able to hang out with my friends because I asked for a photo and I drew attention to him.
I think you're overthinking it.
Okay. Well, the picture is still iconic anyway.
Can't stop burping. Carry on.
That's okay. Everyone keeps asking about the apple. But what happened was I was in the middle of eating an apple. I wanted to go over to say hi to Youngblood, but I didn't want to leave my apple on the table, so I took my apple with me.
I knew that had been what had happened. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't, like, take it in for an inside joke or anything. I was just eating an apple.
No, that's very you.
Okay.
Don't want to waste it. Don't want to leave it unattended.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing
just
to do
fucking
is bring
eat my
it
food.
In.
Yeah, no, but yeah, Matt Youngblood. Well, not a highlight though. Although he was fairly nice for someone who didn't want to be bothered.
Aww.
Yeah. Blast. Okay, so do you have any other highlights?
Seeing Jack and Livy.
Aww, lovely highlight.
Always seeing Jack and Livy is fun. I met a really nice girl called Erin, who I think is friends with Ellie. She was really cool.
Cute.
And seeing Ash was really nice. Before Holding Absence went on, Ash was like, Katie, I'm feeling a bit fruity. And I was like, what
fruity?
Are you going to do? You know when Ash is in one of those moods? So the whole time I was like, chuck your fucking drum kit, go on. Oh my God, the fucking food.
What?
Did you not have any good food there?
It was
there?
Fucking shit.
Oh, what did I have? I had a really good vegan burger. I was eating loads. So I was a little piggy.
Oh my God, Quest.
I had a horrible pizza, actually. Oh shit. I ate like two bites and I was like, Rob, do you want this? Oh no. So there was a lot of potential for good food, but I think I made bad choices.
Right, okay,
But I thought there was decent food.
Aw, jealous.
Yeah, I just had a really good time.
Oh, that's good.
What about you?
One of my highlights was walking backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So...
I saw you go to, like, not burp into the mic, and I was going to be like, Natalie, do it into the mic.
Oh my God, wow, you can read me so well.
Give them what they want.
Basically, on the Saturday, Gabby and Jenny were also there because obviously Holding Absence were playing.
Yeah.
And so Gabby had access to backstage. And me and Alex were like, oh, I'm pretty sure we can get backstage. So we just all went. And that's when I met Ben. That's why I saw Kadeem and, like, you know, whatever. And then we were like, oh, but, you know, it's the pit stage. Like, no one mega famous. And then we were just like, let's just try main stage tomorrow. So on Sunday, it was the first thing we did was basically like go up to the security guard, show him our wristbands, and he just let us backstage. And we walked through, tried to see if we could like spot anybody famous. Basically Simon Neil we wanted to see.
Oh, I'd be cried to cry.
There was no Simon Neil, unfortunately. Good. Also, I think they had like a Biffy Clyro bubble, so I don't know whether they would have even let anybody.
Yeah, that would make sense because they would have had Leeds after.
Yeah.
Or before.
Yeah.
And also I'm going to see them in Glasgow next week.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to, just wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So walked through it, then walked into the guest because we were like, oh, we don't want to kind of stand around and look suspicious of like being somewhere we're not supposed to be. So walked into guest, sat in guest for ages, then tried to walk back into backstage being like, oh, we've walked backstage, like we must be allowed.
Yeah.
But then the guy was like, your wristband doesn't allow you to go backstage. And we were like, what? Playing dumb, we obviously knew. And he was just like, yeah, yeah, like this is backstage, like why do you think you can get in here? And we were like, well, we came to guest through backstage. And he's like, oh, I don't know how you did that. And I was like, yeah, I don't know how either, but it happened.
That's so funny.
But that was an experience. And I can say, and I went backstage at Reading Festival.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Oh, I had another highlight. Actually, just being with Adam was really fun.
Adam.
Adam was my highlight.
Oh, cute.
He's so lovely. Oh, but then also, we were sat outside, I think it was one of the stages. Mm. Can't be asked. The pit, maybe. Can't be asked to use my brain. And there was just like a line of boys pissing up the wall. Like, I'm going to say like 12 men. And it was, for some reason, I just found it so funny. I was like, why do they just do that? Like,
I know, they do, don't they?
It's so
they really
funny.
Do.
Just like so, oh, I can't think of the word. But if I just went in the middle and just squatted and pissed, it would be an issue.
Honestly.
Even
and I
though
did that
all of
lots.
Their penises are out.
Yeah, double standards, man. Double standards. Oh, wow. Oh, shout out to the weather, to be honest.
Yeah, fair.
Fucking banging. Look how tanned I am.
Yeah, you do look quite tanned, to be fair.
I'm so happy.
I'm not.
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm not tanned. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So, as we mentioned, Katie, I did volunteer this year to be able to go to Reading Festival because it sold out before I could get a ticket.
Yeah.
So, I thought we could use this opportunity for me to share my experience for anybody who was thinking about volunteering or just wanted to know more about it.
So, how did you find it?
You know what? Worth it.
Yeah.
I know it's five to six nights of camping, and you do think, oh, I have to go through campsites and like talk to teenagers and like watch them be fucked off their face, like whatever. Doesn't sound that fun. It was actually quite fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what I was afraid of was people being mean to me.
Yeah.
But actually, when they know that you've got some sort of authority, which is obviously like your high-vis vest, and they're in a vulnerable position, i.e. like not knowing where things are, not knowing how to pitch a tent, then they're obviously just going to be nice to you because
yeah.
they need help and they, you know, want answers. So everybody was really nice to me. It's 8-hour shift, so it's quite long and you do have to be on your feet pretty much the whole time. So if you, don't know, have bad knees or bad feet, maybe not for you, or maybe like, you know, start working out beforehand so you are in a fit state to be able to do it.
When you got to the parts where you were able to watch music, did you feel like you had enough energy still?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't getting enough sleep each night, but every time I woke up, I was just like, okay, another day. I wasn't thinking about how tired I was. I was thinking, like, can't wait to watch live music. Like, all of these shifts, doing all these shifts was so worth it to watch live music and getting to go to this festival.
I think in that case, then, it feels like you'd have to be a proper music lover for it to be worth it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because I think if you just wanted to go to the festival and volunteering made it simpler, I don't know whether it would be worth it then.
Yeah, maybe not. I can't remember what day it was, but like in the middle of our 6 days, we suddenly woke up to like these two random tent next to us and we were like, okay, this is really weird. Anyway, ignored it, came back and we noticed these two young guys. And I was just like, oh, hi. I started chatting to them for a bit. So I was like, oh, who are you excited to see this weekend? And he was just like, oh, I don't know who's playing, to be honest. And I was like, why are you here? And he was just like, oh, well, I quit my job, so I just thought I'd do it. And I was like, oh, okay, like, fair enough.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, so, like, do you guys drink? And I was just like, yeah, I drink, but I'm not this weekend because I've got to work. And he was just like, no, I mean, like, do you guys, you know, drink on the job? And I was like, no, you're not allowed. Like, you're doing a job. And he was just like, oh, you're not allowed. And I was like, well, you could try and get away with it, but like, I don't think you would. And I think he thought that everybody who was doing it was like going to be like up for a party rather than like doing a job.
Yeah.
Literally, like, the next day their tents had gone. And I was like, oh, they must have like thought we were really boring and so moved. But I did, you know, where we were camping with all the other volunteers, it wasn't that big. So I was like looking, and the tents were quite distinctive. So I was looking around for them and I couldn't find them anywhere. I think they had just gone. So they paid 100, and they didn't get their deposit back. So it was £145, which is cheaper than a ticket. But I think they, because I think I saw them when I was doing like the white campsite assistance thing. I think I saw him. I think I walked past him. And I was like, he must have just left the volunteering, gone over to camp with his friends in white, and just like ditched the whole thing entirely.
Yeah.
Which, like, fair, because you get a cheaper ticket, but you also don't get to volunteer ever again. And Live Nation potentially bans you from buying any tickets ever again.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But they clearly like had no idea what they were signing up for.
Yeah.
They just thought, free festival.
Yeah.
Don't actually have to work, but obviously you have to work.
Yeah.
So no partying, guys. No partying.
I don't know whether I would want to do it, because I quite like stuff to be straightforward and carefree and convenient. Mm. So I would actually rather buy a ticket and just relax. But yeah. I think that shows like a difference in our character. Like, I think for a lot of people who either can't afford it or would gain something from volunteering, or like just aren't as like anxious as me.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a really, really good idea for people who would be more willing to get stuck in than me.
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't have volunteered if it wasn't my only option.
Yeah.
But because I was like, I have to go, and it was sold out. And I hate being that person that asks for guests. Like, I could have asked somebody, like, somewhere for a guest, but I just hate being that person. So I volunteered to go. And also, like, because I have been going to Reading Festival for the past 10 Reading Festivals, I was like, I have enough knowledge to share with new people going, that like it wouldn't be that, you know, it's not like a lot to learn for me. Like, I know the rules, I know where things are, like I know everything basically.
Yeah, that's so nice of you.
Yeah, can impart my wisdom.
Oh, really? So,
oh yeah, and I do have one funny story actually. I think I told you.
Go on.
At like 1 a.m. some guy came up to me and Alexa, pulled out like this little pouch from his pocket and was like, how much do you think this kit cost?
Oh, cringe.
And I was like, what? You're asking two people working the festival how much you think this kit cost. I was like, I don't know. I don't know how much kit costs. And he was like, it's 20 quid. And I was like, what?
Wow.
That seems like a bargain, if anything.
20 quid.
I know. 20
Jesus.
Quid. Oh my God, you could get something else for 20 quid.
Why? That's such a lame thing to say.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I've got kit.
I know. The thing is that the drugs problem, and I'm sure it always is, was so bad.
I didn't notice it at all, because I was only there for one day, and it was the last day.
Yeah.
So I didn't see anybody who I thought was, like, on drugs, or, like, even who I thought was really drunk. Like, I saw one girl be sick. But I think because it was the last day, for me, I was like, oh, I'm fresh as a daisy.
Yeah.
It's bank holiday, not working tomorrow. So I was just on the wine all day, having a great time. But yeah, it was really nice just going for the day.
Yeah.
Like, there was none of that.
Some guy came up to Gabby, Jenny, Alexa and I and was like, has anyone got a spare key? And I was like, why? Like, genuinely didn't know why they needed a key. And he was like, oh, you know, just for reasons. And I was so confused. And Jenny was like, yeah, I have mine. So I was like, why does he need a key? Like, what? And then I was looking over. I was like, I don't understand why he, like, needs a key. And everyone was just like, drugs. And I was like,
Oh, I would have assumed either drugs or, like, to cut something open.
I thought he was, like, itching himself with a key. I literally had no idea. But it was just so blatant. It was daytime.
Yeah.
Everyone was around. He was just like, rank. Have you got a key?
Not to be judgy, but it is a little bit. I find it a little bit rank.
Yeah, I find it.
It was like at the World Cup when that bloke was doing drugs. I'm going to coke or ket off his key.
Oh,
at the World Cup.
Oh, my God.
Or the Euros, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Some girl during Girl in Red had a seizure.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Rob's little brother Joe, or Rob, one of them, said that someone's finger came off at Reading.
What? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, apparently someone's finger came
off.
What
the fuck? I know someone died.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if it was drug related though. They just said someone with underlying health issues.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. But still.
That's horrid.
I know.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
You find the Reading and Leeds layout this year? Because obviously they changed it quite a bit. They have two main stages, no enemy tent. They mixed the Festival Republic, the pit, the lockup, all into one.
Yeah.
So it felt like there were less stages. How did you find everything?
I prefer the idea of fewer stages, but I still found it quite hard to like find my way around.
Mm. Oh yeah, because I suppose you normally go to Reading as well, don't
yeah,
you?
So I've yeah. been to Leeds before. And I didn't love there being two outside stages.
Mm.
I like tents.
Yeah, same.
I think the atmosphere is better. You can just chill in there. It's like, I do prefer tents. So, but as I haven't been to Reading or Leeds since I was like a teenager.
Mm.
So it all felt relatively new.
Yeah.
But it still felt familiar. It's quite a familiar festival.
Nice.
What about you?
I think having two main stages was actually detrimental to the festival and the headliners because, for example, Biffy Clyro, I've seen headline loads of festivals, Downer Festival, Reading Festival, they always like pack out the crowds.
Yeah.
This year, they had a shit crowd. You know, like they separated main stage, so it was like a front section, a medium.
East and west.
Yeah, but I mean like the actual
barriers,
front, medium, or second, and
front,
then a third, and everyone else. Only the front part was full.
Yeah,
for
made
Biffy Clyro.
Fuck off.
For Biffy Clyro. Stormzy was bigger, Liam Gallagher, Catfish, Disclosure.
Disclosure was bigger.
All
these.
Massive. But Biffy Clyro, who is obviously a massive fucking band at this festival, couldn't fill up the crowd.
I would have loved that, to see Biffy at like quite a quiet gig.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it
man.
Was really good. It just felt weird because obviously the production was incredible.
Yeah.
And it was just no one appreciating it. But I think it's because, I can't remember who it was, oh, Liam Gallagher. I think that like, because of the two main stages, even though they didn't clash, people were still picking only one headliner. So like, oh, I want to get a good spot for Liam, not watching Biffy Clyro while finding a good spot for Liam and just stayed for Liam Gallagher instead. So I don't think it's a good idea having these two main stages.
No, I agree. Yeah. Wombats had a big crowd at
least. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I think this is the thing. I think that Reading this year was a lot more indie. You know, like we said, had Seagulls, The Snuts, Wombats, Two Door, Alfie Templeman, loads. Like, there was a big indie crowd, Nothing But Thieves, a really, really big indie crowd. And The Rock just, like, isn't... I don't think there's an audience for it at Reading anymore.
I don't really think it's a rock festival anymore.
No,
I think
it's
like,
not.
Radio 1.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most alternative it can
yeah.
get.
No, this is what I think needs to happen. Is I think that Reading and Leeds needs to become the festival. Do you remember the festival, which was just like mainstream as fuck?
Yeah.
Download.
Kiss.
Yeah. Download needs to become more like Reading and Leeds, what Reading and Leeds used to be, which was like new rock artists.
Yeah.
Bring Me the Horizon, Biffy Clyro, Holding Absence, Loathe, whatever. And then Bloodstock needs to become the new Download because that's proper, heavy, old school metal music.
That feels like where it's going. Like
yeah.
Download Pilot was nearly my dream lineup.
Yeah.
It was like all of my favourite bands pretty much apart from like my indie ones and Biffy.
I think though, the thing is with the Download Pilot is that I don't think that we can judge it as a reflection of Download entirely.
No,
because
I agree.
Rather than 120,000, it was 10,000. So they just needed bands that would happily play to 10,000.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if they wanted to, if they were going to, well, they are doing a proper Download next year, but they need like those big headline acts, don't they? Otherwise, like, they would just won't sell tickets.
Yeah.
So I think it seems like Reading and Leeds and Download are kind of in denial about what festival they are, or they need to re-find their niche.
Whereas Outbreak next year is like such a specific set of artists. It's like
they know their niche.
They know their
hardcore
niche.
Hardcore and like emo punk music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've nailed it.
They have.
Buzzing for that.
Oh, can't wait. Oh, also, the biggest crowds at Reading, I don't know if you noticed this, were all for like female fronted people. Girl in Red had a massive crowd, Ashnigo had a massive crowd, Yonica had a massive crowd, Biba Doobie massive crowd.
Oh, Biba Doobie had a big
Wolf
crowd.
Wolf Alice massive crowd. Which just goes to show that bands with representation that's obviously what people want if they're going and showing up for these and not fucking showing up for Biffy Clyro. No disrespect to Biffy. Mm. Like, I think they're amazing.
Yeah, but that's so not true, what people though. Want. No, that's so true.
Yeah.
They're going to have to be more progressive and more diverse. But I think it's just going to continue to be less alternative. It's the same as, like, alt London.
Yeah.
It's not that... And I don't want to gatekeep alternativeness because I think it can be subjective. But I think it will become... more progressive and diverse, but also more mainstream.
Yeah, totally. I think Reading just needs to reevaluate the placement of the artists.
Mm.
Because I think that they could, you know, like we said, Holding Absence and Live didn't have big crowds, but they definitely could have had, you know, it was them, Yonica, Biffy Clyro, all on one day rather than spread out across the weekend.
I just don't know whether this is a massive assumption, and no offence to anybody, but I don't know whether people who go to Reading and Leeds are massive music fans.
No, but
so much that they want to just have fun.
Yeah, no, that's actually so true. I think people are going to Reading and Leeds because it's like first festival and all my friends are going rather than like I love music. But I think if they still did concentrated genre days, they would be able to sell day tickets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
And these other bands that are playing Reading for the first time aren't going to have a shit turnout because everyone's going to want to watch them.
But maybe
they bought
don't...
day tickets specifically.
Yeah, maybe they don't do day tickets though because they want the money from people camping.
That's exactly why they spread it out, I think. Oh, my stomach really hurts.
Yeah, my foot's got pins and needles and I'm really tired and I need a wee. The end.
No, we should do something else for the end.
If you want to share your Reading and Leeds experiences with us, you can email us at justagirlpod or send us some pickies on Insta at justagirlpod.
Would you go again next year, Katie?
Yes.
Okay.
But I would think I would go for a day again.
Okay.
What about you?
Yes. I would volunteer again.
Mission successful.
I went for free.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I had to pay 25 quid.
Why? For guest.
I think they donated to charity.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay, the end.
Okay, the end. Bye.